Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a fun one. I've got with me Cyclone Covey, and he is a partner with Christoph's To Go. Welcome, Cyclone.
Thank you.
Well, tell us about Christoph's To Go. How are you serving folks?
Christoph's is a meal preparation and delivery company that's based in Atlanta. We have our own commercial kitchen in Berkeley Lake. So for those of you familiar with Atlanta, it's sort of on the edge of Norcross and Duluth. We prepare meals daily, and Christoph leads a team of chefs that make this food, and we then refrigerate it, package it up, and deliver it to people who've ordered on our website. They then have meals for the day or the week, and they can heat them up in their oven or microwave whenever they want. And it's just a nice, efficient way to get food in the safety and comfort of your own home. But it's restaurant quality food made by really high level chefs.
So now the way people order this is just online. They go online and say, I want meals delivered X number of days a week or X number of days a month. Is that how it works?
Yes. So we built our own custom piece of software that lets people go to our website, and it's an e-commerce platform, but all the sort of standard out-of-the-box stuff that we found online really didn't work for lots of different reasons because the business is very unique. It's a lot different than selling t-shirts. So the customer just goes to the website. We have a menu that changes every week, and they can pick items that they want and then just add them to the cart. You can pick different sizes, individual or family size, and some of them are even party size. So you just add what you want to the cart. We have the nutrition information, the details, the pictures, and sort of everything you might want to know. And then you just check out and pick your delivery day. And on the day in question, we show up with the food that was made the evening before. And you can put it in your refrigerator and have it whenever you want. The shelf life for most of the items is about 5 days. So people can have it pretty much for the week. And every week we rotate the menu, so you don't get tired of eating the same thing, and you can just use it as a way to get good food without having the hassle of prepping and cooking and cleaning and all that other stuff. It's all done for you.
So it's not one of those kind of kits where I have to do the work. This is just ready. It's ready to eat. I just heat it up.
You got it. Yeah. It's too much work to have to do the cooking yourself. Let's leave that to the chefs.
And then an unintended consequence, I guess, of doing the work that you're doing is now you have created this software that you're now making available to other restaurants if they want to pursue kind of this to-go model?
Yes, that's right. So obviously during the current coronavirus crisis, I guess, and all the restaurants having to really close their normal business model, they're really stuck with just takeout and delivery. The options for a normal restaurant now are incredibly limited in terms of having a platform where you can receive orders and then fulfill deliveries. And we know, because we went through that pain, if you're going to take orders through, one of the larger companies like DoorDash or Postmates, that works okay. But there are a lot of downsides aside from the cost of using that software. It's sort of take one order, make the food, take one order, make the food. And so you sit around a long time, not really doing a whole lot. And it really is just not easy to do when you don't have good walk-in traffic as well. So a lot of restaurants are really struggling to figure out how to have a delivery option. And our software really fits that bill because we custom made it. So what we're doing is we're essentially white labeling this software, making it available to any restaurant or restaurant group that wants it. It won't have our name on it anywhere, won't have any of our information. It'll have their logo, their menu, their pictures. They can sort of customize the days they want to deliver and just a lot of the things of the software. And some of the other cool features of it are that we've partnered with a couple of delivery companies, and you can either do your own deliveries using our software, or you can send your orders to one of these other delivery companies and they can fulfill it for you. I mean, you'd obviously have to work with them to do it, but now there's sort of this in the box solution that you can take, put your menu online and start delivering to customers really throughout all of Metro Atlanta, not just in a real small radius around your restaurant.
Right, because now it sounds like you have a delivery team kind of at your disposal as well.
Yeah, so we actually do a hybrid on our end for ourselves. We partner with one company that's called Zifty, and they also go by Slingshop, and they're a very reliable delivery company. They do delivery for lots of other companies, including us. And so all of our deliveries inside the perimeter 285, they handle for us, and we have an integration in our software to them. And then outside of the perimeter, we do it ourselves with our trucks. So you can do that. The other option is there's another company that we're working on an integration with called Delivery Circle. And they also have the ability to do deliveries in a much larger range. So you can kind of pick. You can work a little bit with each vendor. You can do it all yourself or pick one vendor. You really have several different options to get that done.
Now, is an option at Christoph's specifically can I come and just pick up? Can I schedule a time? Okay, I'll be there at whatever, 4 o'clock. Can I come and pick up, or is it only delivery?
For us, because we're a commercial kitchen that's not really set up to accept walk-ins, we don't allow people to pick up. We only do deliveries. But if another restaurant wanted to use our software and have pickup as an option, they certainly could do that using our software. It would be pretty easy to configure.
So now, are you seeing so many restaurants under this difficult time, especially fine dining, are having to make really difficult decisions, right? They're saying, okay, I can close completely and just wait this out and then, you know, pop my head out at the end of this thing and then start again from scratch. Or I can kind of just adapt to this new world and maybe do delivery or maybe do takeout or some, you know, combination of those two. Are you seeing some companies either, you know, bailing altogether, or are you seeing more of them just trying to figure out a way to make it work under the circumstances?
We've seen both. Some have just shut their doors and said, we don't really know what we're going to do, but they've laid a bunch of people off and they said they'll figure it out later. Other ones are still trying to figure it out and, you know, really have tried to figure out different ways to accept orders online. You see a lot of websites that are saying email us or call us, and, you know, it's possible to do that, but it's really hard when you get a lot of people who want to order to make that work without making mistakes. And generally it's just not as good for the customer experience either. So, you know, we've seen both. I think the part of the biggest problem that restaurants have right now is they just don't have the software that they need to accept orders in an efficient way and fulfill them. And one of the real big benefits to our model that restaurants can use right now is we aggregate all the orders, and then there's an order cutoff time. And then at that cutoff time, that's when we make the food and then prepare our deliveries. The downside to that is the customer doesn't get their food immediately. They have to kind of plan ahead, although in today's environment, it's a little bit easier for them to do that. But the upside to the restaurant is that you can make all the food at once. It's a lot more efficient. So you can do things in a way that there's not a lot of pressure on the kitchen to get it done immediately, because you know you've got a window of time and you can make all the food in batches. And so it helps you keep the cost down when you really need to right now, and potentially even use a smaller workforce and still, you know, fulfill as many orders that come in. And our software makes it really easy for them to see, you know, exactly how many of which order and who gets which one. And it's designed to help the kitchen, not just the consumer place the order.
Right. And I'll tell you, this is one of these situations, like you mentioned, that if they haven't done this before, this is new and they're kind of learning on the fly, and all of a sudden their orders are not accurate, the customer who wants to help, I know a ton of people I know that I know personally are saying, I'm ordering a lot more than I had historically because I want to make sure some of my favorites stay in business. But if they're, you know, messing up orders, it's just, they're just damaging their brand. So they really have to make sure that they're getting it right, not just getting it done.
Absolutely. That's so, so important. And when you don't have a good system in place, it's so easy to make a mistake. And we've gone through those growing pains ourselves. And so it's not just the software, it's the know-how. It's everything from the process of how you put your labels out and how you put them on the container and how you put them on the boxes to make sure you don't get things mixed up, what kind of containers to use, how you put expiration dates on the various things that you're doing. So we've learned all that, baked all of that kind of into our software, and we're happy for any restaurant that wants to use it to come and really take advantage of the knowledge that we've built and help them out.
Now, as we get through this crisis and we kind of get to the other side, do you think there's going to be more and more consumers who are just more comfortable now with delivery and this kind of to-go ordering that maybe they weren't before, that maybe before, whenever they went out, they were going to a restaurant and that was part of what they enjoyed. But now that they've got kind of used to this, that maybe there's going to be a lot more, maybe ghost kitchens popping up and just kind of more delivery-oriented restaurants popping up?
Oh, absolutely. We've seen our last month alone, our orders grew over 20% in 1 month. And so a lot of that was existing customers who ordered more, but a lot of that was new people who either found us through searching or through referrals. So it's definitely something people are becoming more and more used to. And I mean, we don't know how long this quarantine situation is going to last, but it's definitely going to modify people's behaviors for probably for a very, very long time.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Cyclone, how are you selling this software? Is it software as a service or is it a flat fee?
It's a software as a service. It's a monthly fee. We understand that even though this might be integral to a restaurant going forward, we can't charge thousands and thousands of dollars a month. And really, also, if we also charged by a percentage of ticket sales, then it would just make it really difficult for the restaurant to ever obtain profitability. So we're doing a flat fee as software as a service. However, everybody needs to remember that we primarily built this for ourselves, and we're right now currently mostly a food delivery company. We're a restaurant. So we're transitioning. We're not abandoning our business, but we're trying to get better at doing this for other people as well. The reason we're able to get the software that we have is because I have a computer science degree and happen to have hired some developers to build our site. So we're working actively to get ourselves to the point that we can also be a software vendor and support the restaurants that might want to use our software in conjunction with the rest of their operation. But I guess the short answer to your question is it's a flat fee every month. We believe it's very, very affordable compared to every other choice. The prices vary kind of depending on some of the options that someone might want. But, you know, it's well over under $1,000 a month, well under that. And we expect to be supporting people, you know, very closely. If they ever have any issues, we'll be right there to help them.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about Christoph, maybe they're hungry, or if they want to learn more about the software, is there a website?
Yeah, so our website is christophs2go.com. If you Google Christophs2go and you're in Atlanta, it should autocorrect, but it's Christoph like Christopher without the R. There's no apostrophe, so it's just Christoph's and then T-O-G-O. And when you go to the site, we have a chat widget in the bottom corner. You can use that to chat with somebody online in real time. Anybody who's interested in the software can go and do that, or they can email orders, O-R-D-E-R-S, at christophstogo.com. And that goes to several of us, and we'll jump right on it and help you out in any way we can.
And then if they wanted the software, that's the same location. They can go in the chat and say, I'm interested in the software.
Yes, absolutely.
Good stuff. Well, Cyclone, thanks so much for sharing your story today, and best of luck with this new venture. It sounds like you guys are navigating the crisis pretty well, and I agree with you. This is one of those things where you got to just keep kind of grinding, and then you're going to make it through.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be on. Thank you for having me, and we're glad to help. Hopefully, we can help a few more restaurants stay in business and keep on moving.
All right. That was Cyclone Covey with Christoph's to Go. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.